First, we're going to jump into our run of Victoria's sizzling run of weaner cattle sales, which rolls on today. There's been some pretty incredible prices recorded this week, including the opening runs of heifers at the Hamilton sale today, which have sold up to 582 cents per kilogram for 361 kilo Angus heifers. That works out to $2,101 per head. But just how sustainable are those prices? What sort of pressure is there for the people who are buying them to turn a profit in 12 months' time? And above all, what is pushing these prices along so strongly? To answer all of these questions, I spoke with market reporter Jenny Kelly.
Prices have broken new ground, something the industry's never seen before. We started off at an average of 494 cents a kilo for the opening sale of Angus steers on Monday. And by Wednesday, we've been up to averaging 525 cents a kilo. And over the whole week, all the calves have sitting close to an average of 500 cents, which is just amazing, something we've never seen before.
We're hearing a lot this week. Everyone's saying it's an amazing run of sales, red hot prices. We've never seen this before. Is it really that good?
It's amazing for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because when you look at what's happening at the other end of the market, as in returns for prime bullocks and feeder steers, this money shouldn't be on the table. There is a lot of concern out there that this market is overheated. To be paying 500 cents a kilo live weight for store cattle when finished cattle are only making really from 340 or 380 to 420 or 40 means that farmers have a lot of ground to make up before they cross into positive price territory.
If I can come back to these concerns you just mentioned that the market is overheated, it's definitely not the first time we've heard concerns like that. Are they more real or perhaps more pressing this time?
It's more pressing as in the dollar per head outlay that's going out. When you look at the price averages on dollars per head, the sales down here are averaging between $670 and $1,750 per head. And at every sale, you've got the lead calves making over $2,000 per head. So the amount of money that is being tied up in these cattle and the amount of money that has to be generated at the other end to make a profit, it's just becoming more and more difficult and margins are becoming very slim.
How likely is it that the market will continue to go up and we won't see people caught out having outlaid huge money for these cattle but not able to recoup that cost? Is it a big concern?
It's very much crystal ball gazing. I mean, hopefully everyone's got their fingers crossed that the prime market will lift. There is some talk out of Queensland that the rain will certainly slow up numbers, cattle numbers out of the north, and the market could pick up again. And really all the hope is pinned on this supply. When you look at the other end in regards to the dollar, the Australian dollar is firming. There is still some trade issues with China. We've still got the COVID pandemic, which is disrupting all your world's populations and how they eat and how they live. So there's a lot of pressure points at the other end. It was interesting down here that your mainstream feedlot processor buyers such as JBS Swift, Tees and TFI, Thomas Foods, they wouldn't step into the market and they haven't really brought calves out of here this year. It's been grass-driven market, particularly out of New South Wales. We've also had cattle go into Dalby in Queensland from Hamilton this year. So we have seen a shake-up of who's buying the cattle too, and those big players are a bit wary of coming in at this price level.
This run of sales isn't over yet. What are you hearing from people down there? Do they think these prices can keep up?
In the short term, it looks to be sustainable in that even though we've had big crowds at these sales, there's a lot of people still going home empty-handed. A lot of agents are telling me that they've still got a big list of clients that want cattle. There nearly seems to be a frantic feel out there that people are concerned that if they don't come in, even at these prices, they won't get numbers. Once these big lines of weaner steers and heifers are cleaned out of Victoria, there's not a lot of cattle to follow. Agents are telling me that once you go into the Monero, which normally starts in the autumn, there won't be a lot of numbers there. So there certainly is a real feel that people are under pressure to try and get cattle onto paddocks. There is a saying, bums on seats, and at the moment the cattle market seems to be driven by purely get cattle into paddocks onto cheap feed.
Can you talk us through some of the top prices you've seen?
Dollar per head, the top price we've had down here is $2,143, which was for heavy Angus steers sold on the first day. In cents per kilo terms, and down in Hamilton and Cassenden, they sell the calves by weight. It's not dollars per head. So we've had a range of 460 to 550 cents a kilo over most steers and heifers. And the peak we've seen was 644 cents a kilo out at Cassenden for lightweight Hereford steers that weighed around 240 kilos. And that was the first time that many people watching the sales had seen buyers actually pay over 600 cents in the auction system. We've read about it on platforms like Auctions Plus, where it works out to that sort of money. But to actually see someone stand at a rail and pay over 600 cents a kilo, it was the first time many people have ever seen that.
What happens at that point at a physical sale? You say the crowds are subdued, but surely there's some sort of a reaction when prices get to that point.
There has been. Some of the comments are unprintable or you can't put on radio, and that's coming from even the sellers themselves that have been quite in awe of some of the money that's come out for their calves, particularly for the lighter end. And the biggest pickup in price compared to 12 months ago has been on any of those lighter calves from 240 to say 320 kilos. I've spoken to breeders down here that have actually received over 200 cents a kilo more than they did this time last year. So there has been a real, it's gone back to that traditional pattern of higher cents per kilos for lighter weight cattle as people bite at dollars per head, and also there's just not many of those lighter calves about at the moment.
Market reporter Jenny Kelly there with some analysis on those prices we're seeing in Victoria's run of weaner calf sales, which have kicked off this week here in Victoria. You're listening to The Country Hour, and that is what we're speaking about at the moment on the program. Agents at Pakenham yesterday said prices at that selling centre were unheard of. They reached $2,010 for 428 kilo cattle, while for the lighter ones, the market reached 628 cents per kilogram for 250 kilo steers. I spoke with Alex Scott and staff livestock manager David Setches after that sale.
Today was one of the, the dearest sale I've ever been involved with at Pakenham since its inception. Very, very good run of cattle that had been retained for our annual January weaner sale, although, you know, were advertised numbers of 3,000 didn't eventuate. 1,850 cattle came forward for whatever reasons. The others didn't turn up, I'm not sure. Look, the cattle sold to very, very strong demand to feedlots, bullock fatteners, you know, backgrounders, you name it. They went to all points of the compass. A lot of cattle, having said that, made their way back down to South Gippsland and West Gippsland. And, you know, people sort of, you know, a lot of faces there that, you know, were unfamiliar. So, that, you know, sort of up from the border fringes and from the Western District.
So you said earlier it's the best sale you've seen in your time there. How long are we talking, and what does it take to be the best sale that you've seen? What's so special about it?
Well, it's just, you know, good rains in New South Wales, a shortage of cattle. Like for the last 6 months, a lot of the cattle have been going back into New South Wales, and with recent rains up there, and you know, a lot of the drafts of calves that we normally retain for this this weaner sale were sold in, you know, before winter, you know, when New South Wales was really in full swing buying cattle to go back into New South Wales after the drought-breaking rain. So a lot of producers opted to take money and winter their properties and give their cows a rest, thinking that how good's the prices back then. But, you know, since then, the jobs just kept going forward. And, you know, it's probably the cattle we sold back then when we were getting $4.50, they're probably $1 a kilo, you know, dearer, you know, in January, you know, now. So it's been a perfect storm, really. for cattle prices, the lack of, you know, numbers in compared to recent years in their January sales. Good rains in, you know, in New South Wales, Queensland, so a lot of cattle in those areas obviously were sold, you know, when the drought was on, so they're in a real position to, you know, to restock into those areas. And you speak to some of the truck drivers and agents, and there's feed up there that's up to your knees, and no cattle for miles. So it's a real perfect storm for, you know, for cattle prices to be what they are now.
Yeah, and so 628 cents a kilo was the top price in on a cents a kilo basis today. What do you get for that money?
For that money there, you get an animal that only weighs 250 kilo at Angostura. So, you know, you've got a $1,570 it equates to, 250 kilos, $1,570, $6.28 a kilo. So, you know, people are forced, the heavier the cattle are, obviously, they're making $1,800, $1,900. And a lot of the hobby farmers or people who want 20 or 30 or something like that are used to paying $1,200 or $1,300. They're not prepared to pay the money, so they get pushed back down to the lighter cattle. And there's more people vying for that that lesser money. It's like they throw the calculator over the shoulder and say, well, okay, like $1,570 sounds better than $1,750. So it brings that lighter weighted grade of animal way up in the cents per kilo range.
That was Alex Scott and staff livestock manager David Setches there speaking after yesterday's Pakenham sale. Yet another sale with these unheard of, really unprecedented prices.